Hi, I'm Keegan, and this is A Bunch of Gamers. This is our 165th episode of Werewolf the Apocalypse 20th Anniversary Edition. Mountain View Housing. I'm going to go around and have my players introduce themselves.
Hi, I'm Sam. I play Cora. She's an Aruna in the Get of Fenris.
Hi, I'm Adam. I play Mark Guides the Fallen, and he's a Thurge of the Children of Gaia.
Hello, my name's Thomas. I play Dimitri Howls in Memory, Lupus Galliard of the Bone Gnarrs.
Hi, my name is George. I am playing William Groves Matrices. He is a rune of the Glasswalkers.
Last time, Dimitri went to the Sept of the Green to learn a little bit more about Terran's hardened judge, seeing some of the ugly side of the Fianna Elder, and Dimitri deciding to integrate that into his story to tell the whole truth for his rank challenge. Meanwhile, Cora, Kyle, William, and Mark went to the Sept of the Unified Heart and participated in a Child of Gaia rite that allowed them to see how their actions would affect the coming apocalypse. The Pax then all reconvened and listened to Dimitri's story, who had won over Terran's hardened judge and had reached the rank of Athro. A few months pass as they complete their training and improving their abilities, and it is now July. Kyle and Zeb, in that time, have received word from the Margrave about the various Shadow Lord Karens in Mexico, and the two have left to investigate while the rest are at Sacred Stone trying to figure out what to do. And so July finally rolls around. It is hot. It is muggy. As muggy as Colorado can get, at least. And has become generally unpleasant. The third 102 degree day in a row. You've learned a few things as the local moot has brought some interesting information while Kyle and Zeb have now left for Mexico. Housing prices have been soaring again, and many of the Kenningkin have been feeling the pinch, which has prevented the Sept from moving some of them out of the house William bought out in Peyton. It looks like Mountain View Housing has been making great offers on the houses, paying cash and over asking price. They've been buying whole neighborhoods, especially near Garden of the Gods, but all over the city. You also know, thanks to some of the Glasswalkers and William, that Clinton Turner has won the Republican primary and has been leading the polls for the presidential race, which is causing grumblings across the Garu Nation. With his new slogan of jobs before trees, as he started to use the economy as a wedge issue and has clearly been pitting the economy against the environment. What do y'all want to do with all this new info? Where do you want to go?
So, just my thoughts, immediate thoughts were, all right, assassinate the guy who's about to be president, assassinate the leader of this housing corporation, or go visit Meatball. Those are my three ideas. Yeah, so those are my opinions. I say Meatball, presidential assassination, and then housing person assassination. Though, like, that's my three-step process. Question mark, question mark, question mark. Get bitches some money.
Now, I'm going to go ahead and nix out the assassination. Just like, no.
We could see what we could do to help out the can with your housing.
Yeah, that's kind of the way I was leaning.
Yeah, I'm down to visit Meatball, but I think other than assassinating whoever's in charge of the housing thing, we could probably investigate that, maybe see where they're paying in cash, but kind of wanted to see if maybe Dimitri could suss out some rumors out on the street, see who these, like, I guess where the money is coming from, or the people connected to this housing company.
I kind of like that idea, because I was also thinking you can handle the streets and I can work with some of the Glasswalker kin or other guru and work the actual business side and see what's going on that way.
So I feel like as we are, you know, the rank we are, I think that we might be able to send a few younger Garu out to gather the information for us so that we can focus on some other stuff, on the more hands-on things that we can do at the moment. And then, like, when they come and report back to us about the information, then similar to what we did when we were, you know, Fostern and Cleoth, we can say, hey, you guys have shown yourselves trustworthy in the Sept. We need you to go out, get this information for us so that we can make the right moves and then deal with our other business, because we do have a lot of business in the nation and in our Sept and just in general, and we can't really focus on everything all at once.
And there is one. There's a couple younger packs. There's the young pack that has Walks with Sorrows, Kathy Riversight, Sees Unseen, Jacob Visions of Battle, which is the one you saved, the older man who was a lost cub, and of course, Gabriella, who you saved after her first change. That's the youngest pack in the Sept.
Well, we know Gabriella.
I'd say we could give them the mission to gather information.
But yeah, since we got that in, definitely. What do you think, Cora?
I think that as far as getting information for the housing market and this company buying up, you said Mountain View?
Yeah.
I feel like getting information from Mountain View would be a generally okay thing for that pack to do. Have they gone out on missions like this before?
Yeah, they're Fostern, so like they've okay, done sure. A wide variety of things.
Sure. So I feel like they might be able to handle this, and they can bring us back the information. So if they're not already committed to something, then I think it's well worth the ask.
All right, so you approach the young pack, and they gladly agree to bring you information. They're asking, when do you want the information by, or when for them to check in?
Check in every week and a half. Send a spirit if we're not at the Sept, and let us know how it's going, and if you need us to come back, you know?
Unless you find something that's very drastic.
Mm-hmm.
How long do you want them to do this search for Alpha?
I'm not off of our pack anymore.
Whoa.
But how about we'll give you 3 weeks to gather the information. I feel like that's enough time. At the very minimum, check in with us every week and a half. That's 2 check-ins. And again, send a spirit if we're not at the Sept.
Mark would like to advise the pack that they were given it. They know that lots of properties are being bought around Sacred Stone. So maybe see if there are other high purchases, like a lot of purchases being made around Cairns, known Cairns,
or around our properties.
Right. Yeah. Like this is happening way too close to our borders, kind of stuff like that. Look into that.
They all agree, and they start heading off. So, how would you guys like to try and find Young Meatball?
I feel maybe getting in contact with Shadow Dagger would be a good first step, because he might know where they are, where Meatball is. He helped set up the guardians for him.
Okay, that'd be a trip to the Sept of the Green.
I'm willing to take a quick trip to the Green.
I am too.
Sure.
Alright, first jump is free, because you're members of the Cairn.
Whee!
As you get to 5 mirrors, and it costs a total of 4 talents.
I got a moon sign.
I got 1 Bane Arrow, a Spy, a Gaia's Breath, and a Worm Scale. So I have talons.
I'm not... go by foot.
We could.
I don't think we're in a super big rush right now. I think it's just that it's been like, what, almost 3 months?
Yeah.
And that's a roughly long time for a little kid. William, you got enough money to get us plane tickets?
We do have wings in the Umbra, me and William.
Yeah, and we could fly, actually. Thank you. Thank you, thank you.
You still fly at running speed, but yes.
But traveling in the Umbra is technically faster than in the physical realm, right?
Usually.
But that's a good idea, Dimitri, yeah.
All right, so you guys can do the Umbra. The Umbra will cut down the time a little bit. It'll still be about a week's worth of travel in the Umbra, but you will have to make either Dimitri or William, because you are the ones guiding, a perception occult roll, and because it transitions from the crescent moon to the gibbous moon, we'll take the average and say it's diff 6.
Perception occult?
I do have 5 dots in that, William.
I have 2 dots without occult.
So it sounds like Dimitri's making that roll.
All right. 2 successes.
Woo-hoo. All right, you were able to locate the safe moon paths and avoid being spotted by banes and powerful spirits. Though as you're moving through and you get close to cities, you do see these strange spirits that are starting to appear all over cities. They're almost like living smoke, not quite there, not quite solid, not quite nothing either, as if they're trying to be born. And you notice this all over the Umbra, and you do notice that there is a strong set of winds in the Umbra these days. There's always just a constant breeze. It is hot and it is unpleasant. And because of that, I do need a stamina roll from everyone. Diff, for the length of the trip, we'll go diff 7.
Nope. Flash roll.
Dimitri, Mark, you take 1 lethal damage. You cannot heal that until you get a full night's rest. William, you take aggravated damage.
Yummy.
As you get such a bad sunburn that you actually get like the blisters that form and they pop while you're carrying and almost get like a black crusties around the edges where it pops, where the sun has actually burnt you that badly in the Umbra.
Oh, wow.
As you all finally reach the green, you're exhausted, except for Cora. She's doing fine. Kind of breathing heavily as you do the howls of introduction on the edges of the green as the, the gatekeeper arrives. Famori's Bane, Ill Omens.
Hello. We're here to see Shadow Dagger, if he's available.
Shadow Dagger's on a bit of a mission. He should be returning to the Sept in 2 days.
Do you got space? Can we stay for a couple days while we wait for him?
I think so, yes. I know some of the Bonars are preparing the rite of the Cardboard Palace. You can stay with them.
Fair enough.
As you leave the Umbra and you all take a point of lethal damage, and
yay,
it's uncomfortably hot in New York as well, and muggy now because you're by the ocean. It's sitting at a good 106 degrees with a humidity of about 60%. There are heat warnings all over the city, and several of the Bonars are rushing around trying to stop homeless people from dying in the streets. Several of them creating fetishes that cool water and splashing them on people and allowing them cold water to drink. After 2 days... Yeah, go ahead, Dimitri.
I was going to say, while we're staying here, Dimitri is going to help with that.
All right.
Mark wants to help with that, too, because I really feel my reshape object could help in here to help make water.
So you don't make water. You reshape objects into specific forms. So you could grab water and turn it into, like, the shape of a spear, and you'd have a water spear.
Okay, so we're in a city.
Yeah.
So
what you could do is you could grab, like, branches from, like, fallen branches from trees and turn them into gourds and allow people to, like, carry more water that way.
I would love to do that.
All right. So, Dimitri, you're there with Rummage as he goes, hey, take this, as he hands you a rag and it's full of ice as there's this old woman just getting trying to avoid heat stroke as they tap her head with the ice and try and cool her down. As he's like, welcome back, I guess. Heard you really laid into that asshole during your story. word gets around pretty quick.
Yeah, I figured it would.
Freddy ate the humble pie, though.
He did. I was honestly surprised.
Me too, man. I try not to say it, but if there was a Garu who thinks that his shit does not stink, it is Harden Judge.
Well, I hope my story knocked him down a peg or two at least.
I'm hoping. At least it sounds like he doesn't hate you, which is good. It means you passed, yeah, right? Your Athro?
Yeah. Yeah, I passed.
That's awesome, man. That is great. Ah, fuck. What a time to be alive, too, right? City's been defunding homeless programs, and of course, they've been up in police funding.
Damn, I can imagine it's been hot on you guys especially.
Yeah, cop at every subway terminal.
Has there been anybody fighting against it?
We've been trying as best we can, but we can't do anything too direct or there'll be more cops. The New York governor's ready to bring in the National Guard at the drop of a hat. And there's only been 3 or 4 murders on the subway in the last 6 months. And a couple million people use it every day.
So it sounds like no protests, no rallies.
There's a couple protests, but there's just this... The administration's been real good about signaling fear. Everyone's afraid of crime right now. And the fact that the governor said we're going to bring in the National Guard to protect people on the subway, people eat that shit up.
Yeah, I can imagine.
All right, Mark, to create a gourd, it will be Manipulation Crafts, difficulty 8, because the gourd's a bit more complex.
Yep, no problem. Hey, 1.
So it lasts for, I think it's an hour per success. Let's see.
Yeah, it depends. It's like if it's
one
more than
1 scene per success, okay.
Yeah.
So they're able to use them quickly, but I need you to make one more roll as you're filling up the gourds with water and they're going off to chill them, thanks to Kin using, you know, refrigerators, yeah, ice boxes, etc.
Difficulty 8, please.
Oh, and that one doesn't work, so you help out a bit, but you know, there's still just this high demand as your character starts to get weak and things like that. So I'm gonna say that you spend a willpower to just keep going in this heat and things like that.
Will do, yeah.
Poor old user, big strong arms to carry lots and lots of water.
Okay, awesome. And Cora, same thing. You're gonna spend a point of willpower just because of the
it's hot,
sweltering heat.
Yeah. Do we get any word about Agatha while we're here?
Yes, she is being kept, but there's some who are saying that she's so close that it would just be more humane to do the right of the Winter Wolf on her at this point.
Well, if Cora gets any downtime, then she'll go visit and, you know, see if she's considered that. Like, what is she feeling like her options are, you know?
Sure. And on the second day, before Shadow Dagger returns, you do get to meet up with Agatha. She's on a street. She's in an alleyway. She's in fairly light clothes now. She's skin and bones at this point. Her eyes are a bit sunken. Her hair is wispy and barely present.
I'll sit down with her and give her some water.
Oh, thank you, Cora.
Auntie, are you not eating?
Trying, but nothing stays down too well, and it hurts my stomach if I eat too much.
Well, can you take a few sips of water at least? That's...
Certainly.
Would that hurt, yeah?
It's so hot.
It is. It is.
Even my chills, I feel hot.
Have you figured out what's going on? It can't just be old age.
Cancer.
Is it when we get to a specific age, do we end up not healing well enough anymore?
The regeneration, my rage has been shrinking every year. And my regeneration has gotten weaker. I still heal from bruises and cuts on occasion, but... In a way, cancer is my cells regenerating too quickly.
Fair. The bad cells.
Yes.
There's been rumors in your sept about suggesting the Rite of the Winter Wolf to you. What are your thoughts on that?
I've heard it, but I think I might go through a version of it, but not the fight someone barely putting up my claws and being wiped out. No. I think, well, the next moot, which is in a few days, I will go forward, and I've already made the arrangements that every Thurge will sit with me, and I will count everything I know to them. Everything. From the start to the finish, all the spirit names, all the stories I've seen for the Galliards, and hope that is enough time for them to learn.
That's a good way for you.
I suppose it is. There's just so much to say and some rites I'd like to teach, but I don't think I have the time to teach them.
Has no one come to ask you to teach them?
Some have, and I've been trying to teach them, and they might get it before I end, but this final announcement of my last service to the Sept.
Well, it looks like we might be here at that time. Would you like us to join you?
If you want. I gladly have you learn.
Well, I do have to check with my pack, but I would love to be there for you. We're on our way to try and visit the little meatball.
Oh,
trying to figure out where he is. Yeah.
That's good. If there's a young pup you love, it's best to check up on them regularly.
I agree. We figured Shadow Dagger might have some information.
Pompous ass.
I agree. But he does have a brain. And rely on others sometimes.
I know. But I don't have to like it. Not to like him. I put up with his bullshit for 20-odd years.
I'm glad that we didn't have to put up with it.
I am allowed to form opinions on him.
You have more than earned the right. I'll just chill with Agatha for a little while and learn whatever I can from her and make sure she's comfortable and know she's cared for and loved and all that soft shit.
Mm-hmm. As she whispers in your ear, for only you to hear, the slight tweak that some Bonars do for the rite of the departed, just so that you can say it properly when she goes.
Okay. Will do.
Finally, Shadow Dagger does return as the Elder of the Sept after doing some negotiations with some of the protectorates across New England to try and create a better grid of moon bridges. He arrives. And to what do I owe the pleasure?
If you've got a minute, we were hoping that you would have information on maybe where to find our young one.
Well, we made sure that the Silver Pack had broad discretion on where to go, so I'm not entirely sure. Last I heard, they were heading north. They're probably in Canada is my best guess.
Do you know which part of Canada exactly?
Not quite. I've heard that they might be at the Sept of First Rage, which was somewhere on the west coast of Canada. It's a Red Talon Cairn.
That's on the other side of the continent.
Yeah, they've had a couple months to get there.
Well, I hope the young one's learning lots. It wouldn't be an intrusion of us to just seek a visit with the child, would it?
The child is being watched to see if it falls to the worm, and if it does, they kill it. You showing up might complicate that with emotions, or they think you might be trying to steal the child away. So you may want to make sure word of your journey precedes you, however you want to do that, whether tell a few silent striders, but also make sure that they don't know that the child's there, in case someone leaks that to the Black Spiral Dancers or one of the other factions that want to find it. Yes?
These are fair points. Two hearts for you. It seems our visit with the little one could be fraught with more complications than we thought.
I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but as much as I would like to see Meatball, it might be best to let Meatball be for now, as we still have the apocalypse to prepare for.
If we hear word of Meatball being closer to Colorado, perhaps, Cora, we could arrange a visit then.
But we don't know if they're moving that much, right?
No, true, but...
It is meant to be by design.
We don't want to risk the child's life, regardless of the purpose of the silver pack.
Perhaps at the very least we could send a message.
Mm.
Is Shadow Dagger still here?
Yes.
Shadow Dagger, what are the names of the Guru that are part of the silver pack?
He gives you the names.
I feel like if we don't contact him in some way, then there will be this sense of abandonment in him. I know that we have to get ready for the apocalypse, which is part of this. The apocalypse is one of the bigger reasons why we tried to save him, is because we believe that he can help at the end. But we're not, like, the people who are with him are not going to show him the best of Garu society, right? They're there to watch him, not to raise him.
Well, they are training him too, part of the Concordia agreement. And we have to put our faith and trust in that pact to do best by the Concordia. Stands executing the child at the sense of a taint. That includes training, care, so on and so forth. But you are correct, in the Garu way. And we have to trust that they are going to maybe help the child understand our absence.
Think of the vision, Mark. Do you remember his reaction when we sent him away the first time? And when we sent him away to be protected again after the Concordant? He's very likely feeling abandoned. Yes, it's the Garu way, but he is so young. That coin is still spinning, Mark. We need to do what we can.
But the vision did not tell us it is ours to push the coin. We are only watching. I care and I worry about the child as much as you, Two Hearts Rhea. But I also fear for his safety and the safety of his pack that trains him.
The vision wasn't for the entirety of the Garu Nation. Not everybody had that same vision.
True.
Ours was for our actions.
Right. And as I'm trying to advise to you, Rhea, our action is to just watch and let the coin fall. We risk the child's safety searching for him.
We saw how he fought in the apocalypse in that vision. How was it not our decision to make that coin stop turning?
Because it was a decision made during the Concordat, Rhea. Rhea, you're following only one of your hearts right now, and it is one that does not have a rational mind. You are filled with emotion.
And you aren't following yours at all, child of Gaia. And Korra will turn and walk away before she loses her shit.
And Mark will just keep to himself, knowing that she didn't mean those words, because every little bit of his heart was in his concern in those words.
The day or two passes, and a spirit arrives. It is a pigeon spirit, as it looks at Korra.
Do I have anyone here that can talk with spirits?
You gotta go talk to Mark.
Fuck.
Oh.
Okay. Korra will see if the spirit will, like, stay on her hand while she goes and finds Mark.
And you do find Mark.
How can I help you, Rhea?
We have a message, and I can't hear it. Or I can't understand it.
Mark will hold his hand out for the pigeon, for the pigeon spirit to hop on.
It hops on, and it relays that your young wards have found that this place has not been buying just near Cairns, though it has bought near particularly scenic Cairns. So, like, Garden of the Gods, places near mountains, mountainous Cairns that have beautiful views, things like that. And that it is getting worse for the kin. It seems that because they've been buying so many houses and a lot of callow and just regular humans are willing to sell for that bump, and the Kenning are trying to basically hold on for their relatives, that the community network of Family of the Peaks is now having problems because several of the people who work for it, they're in those communities, and this company has put people on the HOA boards and they're now making things like lawns have to look a certain way, no raised beds in the front yard, which means that they're not able to grow as much organic food for the homeless, which has done now dropped the mutual aid's ability to continue helping. And so they're just tracking that bit now, and they said that their next goal is to try and look in the Umbra to see if it's anything deeper than that. But right now it looks like the problem is that the kinfolk are just getting priced out, and the kinfolk are trying to come together to help each other with their property taxes and feeding each other, but it is starting to get difficult.
Mark will have been relaying this pretty much as like the entire time the pigeon was cooing at him. And then Mark will form a bit of gnosis in his palm in the form of birdseed and give it to the pigeon as thank you.
The spirit feeds as it looks at you, not bread, and then flies off, but is thankful for the gnosis.
Mark will wave him off and return his attention to the packs.
Is the moot tonight, then?
Yes.
Coral, you know, gather the packs, and like I would like to stay for the moot tonight. Agatha is going to be here, and she'll relay everything that most of the things that she and Agatha talked about.
So the moot happens, and it's the cracking of the bone. Agatha is brought up, and she says, "This will be a long one, as I don't have much time. I am doing my own Rite of the Winter Wolf, and on my own terms, I will gather as many who will listen of the Thurges, the Galliards, and anyone else. And I will speak of the history of this Cairn, the things that I have seen, the rites that I have learned will come next, and I will continue on until I am dead. Nothing else will matter."
And like a toddler, Cora will sit right up front for story time.
Dimitri's going to do the same.
Mark will too, and will pay particular attention to this lesson.
A Coral turn to Mark and whisper, "Don't you think you should go prepare for the apocalypse, Mark?" And then she'll just focus back on Agatha.
Mark will
sore still.
Lean back in and go, "It's exactly what I'm doing right now, Rhea. Learning important lessons from a veteran of the nation. To learn so I can combat the apocalypse." And just lean on back.
As Agatha goes through the growth of the Cairn, how the Bonars took over the Cairn from the Silver Fangs, she starts from there and moves on to her own lifetime. She is talking for 9 hours straight before she finally gets a drink of water. As you learn the history of the Cairn, her time rising up to becoming a master of Rite, she talks of how the Cairn was reopened and White Mouse became a secondary sept patron. You learn of the time that she helped Jonas Albrecht when he became a Ronin of the Silver Fangs, or thought he was. How she helped those packs in the early days, how they'd used the rabble to wage war. The battles of the cult of the Blood of Abel gang in the 90s. The various conflicts with the police and the growth of the worm and various bane spirits that have been defeated. She then whispers and speaks of the time that she went into the sewers and that she knows of the Ratkin, and that there are several within the city, and that the sewers are their home, and she has made pacts with them and has even helped them. She is going to choose one special Bonar from this Cairn to continue that alliance to make sure that the Sept stays strong. She continues on and keeps going as she finally gets to the time that she started to foster and help the Firestarters and her connections with Malcolm and First Wolf, of the time that she worked at the Final Howl, of Crimson Shame, who when they brought his broken body back, she made sure that his skull was placed in the Halls of Heroes here at the Cairn, even if no one else could ever see it, buried under a tree in the roots so that humanity would never find the Krynos skull. She then, as the sun rises, her head nods down and she just falls asleep. without thinking.
Mark will rise to check her.
To what?
Check her, I guess, because
she's still alive. She's literally just passed out because she's been talking for 9 straight hours, no stop.
Did a lot of people stay, or did they eventually just wander off?
They stayed until she passed out. This is the transfer of knowledge in the respective ancestors, especially amongst the Bonars.
Oh, good.
As a few come, they pick her up and they bring her to the cardboard palace for her to sleep during the day, and she will continue her stories the next day, depending on if you all stay or not. But what is the itinerary for today? Do you wait, or do you go off and do something else?
Mark would like to wait. That's just, he's just airing his like. And he found it, and he's going to air that. He found it very interesting that there's Ratkin under the city. Maybe there's, like, some sort of connection we can make with, as quietly saying this amongst the two packs, so no one else is hearing. Maybe there's somehow we could get them in contact with the Ferret tribe we've been working with.
Do you think maybe we could see if they'd be willing to tell us if there's any Ratkin in Colorado Springs? Maybe we could make connections?
Well, possibly. It's something to consider now, but I really feel in these times, because we have workings in connection with Farrah already, and it has been panning out well for us, I feel the more interaction we have with the Farrah, the more likely we might be able to have the Garu and them working together again.
That's definitely the hope, eventually.
If not by us, maybe perhaps we can start the first falling domino.
If nothing else, that's the least we can hope to do.
But, Rhea, two hearts, what would you like to do?
I am going to stay and listen. If you want to go back to Colorado Springs, you're welcome to.
I would like to stay and listen to with you, Rhea.
Ill omens?
William, what are you thinking? I would like to stay because Agatha is an honored elder among the Bonars. But if you wish to go back... I would rather us stay together than be apart.
No, I agree. We need to stick together. Though this does not seem to be a place for me. I will respect the three of your decisions, but I'm going to try and work on what I can from here regarding Colorado Springs and Mountain View and the Kin.
Well, William, it can be a place for you. You do have a place here. We are among Garu.
I understand, but I don't necessarily have the same ties that the three of you have to Agatha, and I'm not a Thurge. While I can learn, I'll have you to look for wisdom regarding this.
Well, William, I've never met Agatha personally. The Fremori's Bane has met Albrecht, but I never have. So I don't know these Garu as well as they do, but there is still a place for you here. The offer still stands, William, if you change your mind.
Thank you.
So, William, what are you doing?
I wanted to try and... There's so many things that I want to do, but there's not enough time to do it all, so I'm trying to prioritize specifically what's best. The HOA is an issue that's a short-term now issue. The buying up land is also an issue, but that's not something we can take care of immediately. I don't necessarily have any gifts to see if there's any worm impact on these purchases.
If I could share an idea, possibly. Probably have a message sent to the pack we asked to help and see if they could do those things.
Was there any glasswalkers in the pack that we asked?
No, it Keegan? Is a... The pack is specifically 3 older brother, 1 Fianna, 1 Geta Fenris.
Is Wall Street Hunter still a part of Sacred Stone, Amy?
She is.
Can I get in contact with her?
Sure. You can call. You have her number.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and call her.
Okay. William, what can I do for you?
Hey, Amy. I'm trying to help out the kin and also look into the purchasing of the land and homes in Colorado Springs. There was another pack. I've already asked the Stone Speakers to look into it, but they don't have as much reach specifically in regards to the digital world. So I'm hoping you can try and look into it a little bit as well.
Yeah, I can start trying to see what their digital footprint is.
Yeah, I'm just trying to see if maybe there's some worm inspiration with the purchasing, or if this is just human greed, which is also worm, but if it's more than that.
Sure, we can start looking into it.
And then we also got some information from that pack that Mountain View is also purchasing land near other scenic septs. This is partly why I'm asking to see if it has any worm taint to it, and if they're just trying to get closer to us, or if this is just coincidence.
Sure, I can start looking into that as well. We'll see. It'll probably take some time. These real estate things are always messy.
Oh, yeah. Keep me updated if you can. Text, email, what have you. I'm always a phone call away if you need anything.
Yeah, no worries.
Actually, I'm going to go ahead and give the kinfolk a call.
Okay.
At the, the families of the peak that are getting hit hard with the farming. I'll give them a call and see if I can't try and help them out where I can.
Yeah, the hardest to hit ones right now are Tim and Hank, as they've been trying to help, and they've been getting hit with extra scrutiny with the adoption stuff they've been doing to help Garu adopt kin children, because they are now in violation of HOA ordinances with their garden and their attempt at their mutual aid network. So Tim answers. Hello.
Hey, Tim. It's William. How are you doing?
Hi, William. Times are tough.
So I hear. I'm actually calling because I'm trying to help with the tough times. I'm trying to get some more insight as far as what's going on over there, so that way I can get a better idea on how to tackle the problem. I know Mountain View's buying up land, and they're also putting people in position of power at the HOA. Is there any of our people on the HOA board, or
we
no?
We have a few. We have one, but she's been struggling tooth and nail. They're starting to do... So since Colorado Springs removed the ability for HOAs to enforce lawns, they've actually started enforcing xeriscaping. So if you... Lawns or a xeriscape. So they're trying to push xeriscaping now, but no front gardens, no natural grasses, no nothing, as an attempt to boost property values.
Okay. So they're trying to enforce xeriscaping, but they can't enforce
lawns.
Regulating lawns.
Yeah, so if you get rid of a lawn, they can't fine you. But if you do have a lawn, you do have to have your lawn trimmed to certain levels and things like that.
Okay. What size is the board? How many people are on it?
Oh, it's a small board. There's maybe seven. There's seven members.
And do we know how many people are specifically planted by Mountain View?
Yeah, Mountain View has gotten three people on the board, and they've been bringing in their lawyers to show, and their real estate agents to show, that if we go with their plans as they've done in other neighborhoods, that people's property value could go up as high as 10 to 20% higher in previous projects that they've done.
Okay. Have you... Now, this might be a dumb question, but have you spoken with your other neighbors that aren't kinfolk?
Yeah, they're looking to raise their property value and maybe sell, since the city's getting so expensive anyway. If they can sell their house with a 20% boost, they think they can move to, like, Kansas or one of the cheaper southern states with a good nest egg, especially since so many of them are working remote these days.
Okay. This might actually be a golden opportunity to try and buy up that extra land for ourselves then.
Well, if you can, they've been driving up property values like crazy. They're not lying about the 10 to 20%. And I don't know, do you have an extra $450,000 sitting around? Because that's the cheapest house on the block.
Right. Not saying it's going to be easy, but that is a possible idea that we can go through. If your neighbors are looking to sell, we could try and buy up that land at, you know, market value now. Because they're already, unless they want to wait years down the line to sell, we could buy it now.
They can, but they're also getting offered above market rate by Mountain View pretty regularly. And like I said, they're paying basically cash.
And we're still trying to figure out where they're getting this cash.
I mean, they're a big real estate company. I don't know if you might have been fighting the worm too long. No conspiracies about where they have that money, get that money from.
Are these laws specifically, or these HOA rules specifically for the front lawn, or is it for the whole lawn?
Front lawn, but they've also started putting things like structures have to be X amount of feet away for the good, for looking good. So we do have a couple in the backyard, but they're already starting to look at regulation of lawn size in the backyard, etc., etc., and they can cause trouble by calling in or fining you because they think your crops are grass, and they've hit us with that a couple times. We tried to fight it, but they have their goons driving around finding ordinance breaks. They fine us, and we can take them to court, but they have better lawyers than us.
Yeah.
And they can drag it out, so we can keep our raised beds, but it's going to cost us an arm and a leg, so we have to start growing shorter crops, and we can't build our fences too high because that would then get us fined for having fences outside of HOA ordinances and city code.
And this is why I don't like HOAs. Are these meetings only for... When are these meetings held?
The meetings are typically held on Tuesday afternoons at about 3:15.
So the perfect time to let the people who don't work show up.
Yep, and the people who are looking to really bump their prices up and go move out of state are retirees, as well as, of course, corporate goons who are now, their job is to work on the HOA and make sure that their investments are protected.
Okay. I'm not currently in state. I'm away on business. I'm calling to try and work this angle as well, outside of what I'm doing here. I'll either give you a call back or I'll come up to visit you when I get back in town. I'm trying to formulate a plan to try and help you guys. I don't want to keep you too long on the phone though.
All right, appreciate it. And then the rest of you, you get Agatha wakes up, takes a couple deep breaths, and then she starts relaying more of the Karen's history as she gets through the 2000s, the rise of the Firestarters, how they helped with the Karen, how they'd moved across the country. Then she gets to, like, you guys and the finding of the White Howler and how that you jumped from this Karen against, without paying talents, to go to Europe. And she gets through the whole thing. She gets through the heroes of the Bonars, including Rummage, Steven, and Roger, and how they have all aided this Karen. She talks about corporate raids. And she finally finishes her story, takes a deep breath, and starts coughing. It's like, all right, we'll start with the smaller rites then, I suppose, for some of the Thurges here. Thank you all for listening to my rambles as it was another 10-hour lecture. And it is the next day.
While we wait for Agatha to gather her strength again, Dimitri is going to help with the heat problem, passing water out to the homeless and making sure people don't die of heat stroke.
All right, and I don't think Dimitri's not going to be spending weeks learning rites, is he? Or Mark from her?
She's a Thurge. I don't think she's going to know any rites that Dimitri will end up using.
Yeah.
Mark will just thank Agatha and take his leave.
Yeah, I think Dimitri's gonna probably lean more towards leaving at around now, since this is something that doesn't apply to him.
Sure.
Necessarily.
That makes sense. So, it is July 23rd. What are you guys gonna do now?
Let's go sabotage an HOA.
How are we gonna sabotage an HOA?
I have a couple ideas. Some of them are easy. Others are going to be extremely difficult and long.
Well, I'm all ears. This is to help our kinfolk.
So we have one person that's on the board. We have one kinfolk that is working on the board of the HOA. We know of three planted by Mountain View that's on the board. So there's three others that are part of the community, but are not Mountain View specific or are our allies. Most of the neighbors that are not kinfolk are looking to try and raise property value and sell within the next few years for a major bump. What we can do is, within HOA guidelines, is reduce property value, which wouldn't necessarily help anyone, except it would ruin the neighbor's chances of selling, which would put a black mark on us. We could try and increase crime, which I don't necessarily think would help us either, unless we were the crime. We can try and force the HOA to dissolve, which is really hard to do, but it is possible. We can try and reduce property taxes. I don't know how we would do that.
I have a suggestion. It seems subterfuge might be our biggest ally here. Like you said, we have to deal with this HOA somehow. And then you brought up dissolving the HOA. And I can't help but feel that maybe there's a certain mentality amongst the non-kinfolk humans there. Perhaps maybe we can exploit their political beliefs. Perhaps maybe all these HOA rules are impeding on their freedom.
That's a possibility. Get to know each one individually and play to their emotions.
Perhaps. Maybe, in a way, let the humans do the work for us while we just make suggestions.
I'm trying to keep as much of a backseat to this as possible, though, because humans don't necessarily trust Guru due to the gift or curse, whichever way you want to look at it.
It could just be a simple question to our inside Garu, so to speak, our inside kin. And if they're part of the board, I'm sure it'd be easy to get a lay of the land of the political feelings.
Well, that's what I wanted to try and talk to them about when we get back to Colorado Springs.
Okay. Because HOA sounds like an awful thing.
Yeah, HOAs are not pretty.
Why would the humans do that to themselves?
To increase property value.
I'm under the impression the land is valueless because it's priceless, but
that's what they're trying to do, is make it look pristine and, you know, quote unquote proper, instead of use it for its intended use, which is growing food.
The sterile, monotonous look of it all, though.
That's what humans like right now. And in a couple generations, that can change. There's already a small movement with people making small gardens in their backyard. But those are small gardens to feed one singular household. Our kinfolk are making use of their entire yard to feed a larger population. And that's what's causing issues for the other humans.
Perhaps these humans that are on the HOA board, we could discreetly sabotage their houses, have them be accused of breaking their own rules.
That's part of what I was trying to get at earlier.
I have guys at the Hound. I could do some property damage, and they would think it was just a roaming dog.
That's also possible. Bring in wildlife.
I wouldn't want to risk it. Normally when wildlife or actual wildlife attacks or interferes or even just damages property of the humans, they rile themselves up to go and hunt and kill the things that did it. We can make it, like Dimitri suggested, a domesticated looking animal. Then that way it kind of pins more towards the humans rather than the wild, the feral.
Here's a question for you, Mark. Is there a rite, perhaps, that encourages plants and vegetation to grow?
Oh, there most certainly is. I'll use a wits occult to check my knowledge of rites out there.
It'd be an intelligence occult.
Okay, intelligence occult then. So, difficulty 6?
8.
8, okay. Got that. 2.
So, you know that no such rite exists with the children of Gaia, nor the Garu culture as a whole. There might be rites among some of the other tribes, but if they have such a rite, it is likely a very closely guarded secret.
And he'll kind of shake his head in disappointment as he relays that information to Dimitri.
I see.
It certainly would be a handy, handy rite right now, if we knew if it existed.
Speaking of growing things, I'm actually a part of a camp of glasswalkers called the City Farmers, and we might be able to get their help with growing things, whether it's beneficial or hurtful, and make it grow like wildfire in the area.
My idea was if we could target the members, the members that are planted into the HOA board, no pun intended, we could sabotage them that way. Or we might just do the entire neighborhood so that it doesn't look targeted.
I would do the entire area. Now we can stop and I can try and speak to the Dawn of the City Farmers for their help. Or we can go straight to Colorado Springs and I can call them up on the way.
I think while we're here, we might as well meet them in person. And it would be a short stop, I'm sure.
Keegan, where are they located?
City Farmers are all over, but they have a large gathering now in Detroit.
Yeah, I didn't think it was going to be in New York. We can take a short trip to Detroit. That's where they're gathered right now.
Detroit's just a short journey away from Five Mirrors.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a plan. And we will see how this plan pans out next time. Thank you to everyone who listened. We'll catch you in that next episode. Bye.
Bye.
See you then. Bye.